You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do last night? Anything fun?
A couple big takeaways from a walk that I took yesterday where a bunch of kids were out writing inspirational messages on the path around this little lake that I live nearby.
Chalk messages
like, we got this, let's all stick together.
Right.
One of them said, hey, beautiful, and it was spelled B-E-U-T-I-F-U-L.
Okay.
And then I went down, there was like two or three more things that were misspelled, and I was like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt like I should have circled back around, like hit my house, grabbed some sidewalk chalk, and then circle back around and fix it. Because it was a very positive thing that these kids were doing. It was very nice. A lot of people on this trail. But so many things were spelled wrong, Dom. And you instantly popped into my head. I was like, oh my gosh, Dom would run himself. You would tie rocks around your ankles and run into the lake, I think, if you were here.
I was wondering.
So bad.
The difference between you and me is that you would go back and get the same color chalk and fix it so it looked right.
Yeah.
I would go back and I would get red chalk and I would come back and edit it. -5, -5.
Yeah, yeah. Put the little squiggly line. Arrows. Or I also thought maybe that you would just flat out urinate on the chalk art and just let it wash away.
That's funny.
That is funny. So I saw that. And then the second observation is we've been noticing a ton
Wait a minute. Before you go on. I do want to throw in one postscript to what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't feel like I reach out to people. Like, I don't, on social media and stuff, correct people. I don't do that. You know that in my heart it kills me or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of people know, too, that it, like, it takes a little piece of my soul every time I see people with what I call intellectual apathy is what I call it. They don't care that they don't know and they don't ever want to know. And you could... So that hurts me. But on top of that, the postscript to it is that because a lot of people know that I feel that way, if I ever accidentally make a mistake in any post, all hell breaks loose with people who have to point out. Like, I send out a Mindbender Club mailer every day to thousands of people, and I do one 6 days a week for years. It's an incredible number of hours that I...
So it's just going to be an honest little mistake, a little blip,
right.
A little whoops.
Some little thing, and my email blows up with
That's
people
why...
like, Tom, you didn't put an apostrophe
in. You used the wrong your.
That's why I just try to be quiet about it.
I usually don't do anything like that on Facebook because I've been there. You're fast typing. You're typing, on a bus or in a car or wherever,
right.
And it autocorrect sometimes gets you. So
agreed.
I get it. Every once in a while, you have a mistake. But I feel like when, like, this chalk thing was in such a public setting, it was just like, come on.
Let me ask you, like, this is a question.
And they look like high school kids.
If it is an inspirational message and it's misspelled, does it take away from the message?
It did for me because it was said, hey, beautiful. And
it loses
some
of its power, doesn't it?
And it was wrong. And all I had thought was, hey, stupid.
Okay.
So, yeah, it did. It took a little bit away from it.
All right. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in.
I don't know.
If people know that you're a stickler about it, then Lord help you if you ever make a mistake, because people are vicious.
They'll jump on you. I know.
Okay, enough. Now, what was the other one?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid now, but this other observation... I finally found out what these giant black boxes are around this lake. And we've noticed since we moved into our new house at night, man, the bats are insane. We have bats everywhere. And we're like, where are they coming from? We've never had bats. And I've lived in the area my whole life. Well, it turns out as I'm walking around the lake, they've got like, I don't know, 5 or 6 of these giant black boxes up on posts way in the air.
Okay.
And they're basically bat habitats. They have built these things for bats to, I guess, sleep slash hibernate during the day because they're nocturnal. They all come out at night and they don't have anywhere to go during the day.
I've never
heard of this. So we're basically breeding bats by my house.
I'll be darned.
Which is great because they're very beneficial. I mean, unless they bite you and give you the Rona.
Yeah, but the mosquitoes.
But they keep all the mosquitoes down. The sign says they consume, one bat can consume 6 million bugs in less than 1 year. So I don't know what their time frame is, but 6 million bugs in less than 1 year. So they are quite beneficial.
They have a voracious appetite.
No joke, right? But I was like looking at that thing. I'm like, wonder if I tap on it, if they'll all come out. And it kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Bats, we are inherently afraid of bats.
They're
which
creepy,
is funny.
Right?
They're creepy to us, and yet they are... Okay, so we had a similar conversation last night because we were sitting out back and we saw another one of these big spiders in a spider web. Where I live, there are these orb weaver spiders. Look them up. Mm-hmm. ORB weaver, orb weaver spiders. And they're large and their webs are huge and intricate. I mean, they're works of art. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we were talking about how we don't want them, and yet at the same time, we do want them. It's like, you know how I am about spiders.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid of spiders. But I realize what good they're doing, so I don't want to kill them out back. They're not in the house.
Right. They're keeping the other bug populations down.
Exactly.
For you.
And then part of me is like, my heart would hurt, I think, if I was to kill it after it spent hours building this gorgeous web.
Hey, what the hell? It's like... Another spider would just move in. I mean, like, score.
You're right. There's plenty to take.
A lazy spider would move in.
So that's interesting about your bat houses.
I know.
Because we're creeped out.
I'm so creeped out by it.
But they're good.
But they're good. I just don't want one, like, if we're out on our back patio, flying down and getting in my hair or anything, you know? I'd freak out.
That's right.
I don't want that. So stick to mosquitoes, dudes.